Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
I'm Betsy Reed, executive editor of The Nation, and I'm here with Arun Kundanani, who's written a piece in this week's issue called The FBI's Good Muslims, in which he writes about community partnerships that the government is forming within Muslim communities. Arun, can you tell us, how do these community partnerships actually work?
Well, when I spent some time in Houston, Texas, talking to FBI agents about this, and what you get is a picture that these agents have got a background in doing this kind of work in the military, first and foremost. And this is something that I think has come from kind of ideas of counterinsurgency in the military. And the idea is that if you believe there's a terrorist threat emanating from a particular community, the strategy that you use to deal with that, apart from the kind of coercive measures that you have, is you identify what you think are the community leaders, and then you try and build relationships with them for two reasons. One, to gather intelligence, and two, to kind of manage a narrative of how this community makes sense of what's happening to it, as far as the coercive side is concerned. So, that, you know, some of the agents I spoke to have done that in the Middle East. One of them had done that in Somalia. He then leaves the Marines, where he was trying out those ideas in the Middle East, and comes to the US and works counterterrorism for the FBI and tries to put the same ideas into practice. So he then says, okay, so who are the equivalent of the Somali, what he calls tribal leaders in Texas, who I need to engage with? And that turns out to be businessmen in the Muslim community in Houston, who he thinks are the kind of community leaders who have the most influence in that community and who the FBI need to be engaging with in order to kind of manage a narrative and gather intelligence on what's happening in the community.
This is initially perceived by a lot of liberals as a softer approach to counterterrorism. But can you tell us, what are some of the pitfalls of this approach?
The main pitfall is, how do you separate out this kind of community engagement work, which sounds very liberal and sounds very positive, from intelligence gathering? So if the relationships you're building with community leaders are actually about trying to find information about potential terrorist threats, there's a potential confusion there that can lead to problems, especially when you have a model of how radicalization works that blurs the distinction between criminal activity and the expression of dissent.
So how do they define radicalization? I mean, their goal is to combat radicalization, right? So what actually constitutes radicalization in the FBI?
Right.
View?
Well, radicalization is not the same as terrorism. Terrorism is defined in law as a crime. Radicalization is not a legal concept. And the word refers to a process that law enforcement, both the FBI and police departments, have adopted as a model of to understand this process of how someone ends up becoming a terrorist or a supporter of terrorism. So the model has four stages, and the first stage is a kind of pre-radicalization stage where you look at someone and you think, are they growing a beard? Are they changing the way they dress and so forth? And these kind of things, which are very common, obviously, in Muslim communities, are taken as indicators of a potential risk that someone's going down this pathway of becoming a terrorist. So the problem is that is now often taken as enough of a basis to suspect someone is a would-be terrorist. And so the kind of boundary between normal expressions of your religious identity and criminal activity is being blurred. Similarly, you know, the expression of views of opposition to US foreign policy can equally be seen as indicators of this potential risk.
Now, that you write about how that has happened in the UK, right, which is a sort of model for this approach.
Right. A lot of this thinking has come out of the debates in the UK after 7/7. The terrorist attacks on the London transport system in 2005. And so what happened in Britain was that a policy program called Preventing Violent Extremism was introduced, which really tried to get local police counter-terrorist units to work with Muslim community leaders and community organisations who were willing to kind of promote a narrative that the root cause of terrorism was to do with Islamist ideology, what became defined as Islamist ideology, and to downplay discussions about foreign policy. And that was particularly damaging because what that did was it meant that people, young people who were angry about foreign policy or wanted to express views around that were forced to kind of go underground, and it actually ended up being counterproductive.
So what is a proper role for the authorities in terms of like community engagement? How would you structure it differently?
I think there's two things. One, the first thing is that what's happening here is that the role of the community is being reduced to a very, very managerial role. It's not an equal partnership. And so it's just what can this community leader give us in terms of intelligence, and how can that community leader basically convey our message? Because actually a genuine partnership would be a two-way process, so that the community leaders themselves would be coming back and saying, you know, these are our civil rights concerns, this is our analysis of what's going on in our community that you should take on board, here is what we think is causing terrorism. And so it should be a two-way conversation between equal partners who each have their own knowledge of what's going on.
Great. Thank you so much, Arun. His article, The FBI's Good Muslims, is on our website and in this week's issue of The Nation.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.